Welcome back to the Energy Beat Podcast, everybody. My name is Ian Motley. On today's episode, Jen Zaro is going to sit down with Mike Phillips, CEO of Sense. Mike and his team are working on some really cool technology that's getting deployed in utility programs and in households today that's going to change the way customers engage with their energy in real time and provide next level futuristic insights to utilities about energy use and other matters concerning the home. So, without further ado, here is Jen and Mike.
I'm Jen Zaro, and I'm here today with Mike Phillips of Sense. He's the CEO for this amazing new consumer engagement platform, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how this is going to work, and he's going to tell us about Sense and how they came to be and what they hope to accomplish in the industry. So Mike, thanks for joining us today. Why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about Sense, how it started, and where you think you're headed.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. I'm very, very happy to join you on this podcast. So yeah, so in terms of background, myself and a lot of other members of the company came not from the energy world, but came from the consumer-facing technology world, in particular from speech recognition devices on mobile phones. So I was at MIT a long time ago doing research on speech recognition, and then started a couple different companies in the Boston area. The most recent one was Flingo, which was one of the predecessors to Siri, for example, one of the first companies doing these voice-enabled assistants on mobile phones. In fact, we worked with Siri in their very early days, and they got bought by Apple and did their own thing. But then we were the voice interface for Samsung, Nokia, RIM, and others. So, what we did at Sense is after Flingo was bought back in 2012, and myself and a few others from Flingo felt we wanted to work in the climate space because we saw how important that is, and wanted to take things we knew, so that was machine learning, data, and consumer-facing applications, and how do we apply that to help in the energy transition. And because of the consumer-facing part, that very much led us to the residential use cases. So we are now deep into how do we make homes better from an energy perspective, and how do we engage consumers around that?
Well, let's talk about that business model a little bit more. So where do you think you're headed with Sense?
Yes. So, that broadly speaking, how do we make homes better from an energy perspective? When we started the company, we had the naive view that it was all about energy efficiency. But now we, of course, know what many of your listeners know, which is that the energy transition is a much broader and bigger space, which is we need not only more and more efficiency, but we need more and more renewables on the grid. And we need to switch as much end uses to electricity as we can. So this is getting people in their homes to convert from oil burning furnaces or gas burning furnaces to electric versions, getting them to, helping them with how their EVs get charged and so on. So we are very much in agreement with and helping with this energy transition around homes. And, as much as we can and will automate more and more of that, we came to this with the realization that the people living in the home just have a big impact on how energy is used in their home. So therefore, we've got to engage consumers in how their homes are using energy. So that was one of the number one goals of the company, is how do we engage consumers around something that most people find to be pretty boring, which is the details of how energy is used in their homes.
Okay, so tell me how that might look for the customer then. What would the customer journey look like using your product?
Yes. So one of the main things we realized from our experience is to engage consumers, you've got to provide a real-time experience. I think you know that there's been utilities provide various kinds of reports about how energy is used in their homes. They have their customer engagement portals, give consumers various views into the past use of energy in their homes. But we recognize to make this something as an engaging app that people are going to take out and, take their phones out and look at on a regular basis, it's got to be a real-time experience. That was just fairly obvious to us from the beginning. And you know, it just hasn't been the case in the past that we've, as an industry, provided real-time experiences for people. And it's been because of the existing infrastructure. I mean, you know, imagine if the way that, back to the telecom case, imagine if the way that Google Maps worked is that it was a static map on your screen, and you know, every 15 minutes, your phone told Verizon where you might be, and that got uploaded to Verizon servers that got made available to people like Google Maps, who would then provide the next day could give you some historical view of where you traveled yesterday, and might give you some recommendations about different routes to work. So that'd be a little bit useful, but I bet almost no one would use that. Compared to what Google provides or other applications on your phone provide, which are these real-time experiences. And the reason I gave you that example is that's exactly what we do today in the advanced metering infrastructure, smart meters. This is what meters provide. They provide this 15-minute interval data that goes to utilities that then gets provided to application providers. And you're then trapped to do these historical experiences that just are not sufficiently engaging for consumers. So that's where we set out early days of Sense, to make this a much more modern, mobile-centric experience with a real-time view of what's going on in your home.
Yeah, I really love that idea, because I think about the home energy reports that I used to receive monthly. And while it's great to have that information and nice to be able to compare with my neighbor, you know, the challenge is it's hard to act on that or make a change that's going to have an immediate impact, right?
That's exactly right. Because, you know, you want to be able to go around in your home and see, wait, why am I using all this power right now? Let me go and try changing things in my home and see what happens. And if you're not providing this real-time experience, people just can't relate kind of activity and reality in their home to what they're seeing in any of these reports. As soon as you make this real time, so that when I do something in my home, it shows up right then on the screen of my application, now people can start to understand the relationship between actions and devices in their home and what's happening from an energy perspective.
Yeah, I do think this is really going to have an impact. So I know you're not doing this alone. You've got some key partners that you're working with. So tell me a little bit about that technology ecosystem you've created and how your partners work with you.
So an important thing to point out is the things that I've been telling you about, we've had in market for some years now as a behind the meter solution, or it's a, you know, consumers can buy our product on Amazon and our website, install a device in their panel, quite easy to install, however, has to be installed by an electrician. So, you know, we've always recognized that doesn't get to market at large scales, but it was the only way to have the infrastructure we needed in the home, is to get some new computation, new data measurement into the home to do the things I was telling you about. So that's been quite successful. We've been able to use that to prove out the use cases for users, getting iterating on how we engage consumers and have great consumer engagement numbers, have really significant energy savings that people are getting from doing this. We just did a study with Ohm Connect last summer about how to use this for demand flexibility, where combining the messages that Ohm Connect provides to a real-time experience on the mobile phone, saw almost a 3x improvement in the demand savings during the so-called Ohm hours. So we've been using that retrofit behind-the-meter hardware for doing that. But the really exciting thing for us, and this is where we're spending most of our time now, is how does this get deployed in market at scale? And the big opportunity is how does the hardware part of what we do get just built into the infrastructure? So, you know, I didn't tell you a whole lot about what we need, but we are sampling power data at really high frequency. So it's not just 15-minute interval data. It's, we actually measure power in the tens of kilohertz or even the megahertz level. So super high resolution data, having edge computing and our little retrofit hardware, and then having networking into the consumer's Wi-Fi. So that's what we've had in market from a hardware perspective. But this is now getting built into electrical panels. We work with Schneider Electric and Square D for how they're increasingly building this into their, they, for example, have a new energy center that has this built into the electrical panel itself. And then we're also working with utility meter makers. In particular, Landis & Gear has been working with us for years now on a next generation AMI meter that can run things like Sense as software. So their new Revelo meter is now getting to market that Sense software runs in that meter and other software also, but having the kind of the core capabilities. And so this transition for us from selling hardware directly to consumers to working with the core infrastructure providers in the industry to get the hardware part of what we do deployed in mass scale to homes. And then we are still providing the end user applications in that standpoint.
That's a pretty interactive environment then. So where do you see this being deployed first? Which markets are you kind of most excited about right now in the US and Canada?
So we are seeing utilities now also recognizing the need for more intelligence, more interactivity with the end consumers that drives the customer engagement. And in particular, the largest one that's been announced so far is National Grid is using these new Landis & Gear Revelo meters in the New York State future meter rollout. So that's all public and announced. And so I think they've been very well attuned to the possibilities there and super excited to be working with companies like Landis & Gear and National Grid to roll these things out at scale.
Yeah, you're definitely keeping some good company there. That's pretty exciting. I feel like the New York market is one of the hotter markets for learning how to do this effectively. Are there any policies that you see that are helping to truly evolve this market and what's working well and maybe even what isn't working well? Where are you focused?
Yeah, so look, we view our job, you know, first of all, to make sure we're providing value to the end consumers, the people living in the homes. That is just the baseline of how do we get people to engage and adopt these kind of technologies and participate in the energy transition as people living in the homes. But we are also making sure we are very well aligned with policy goals and feel like we are around efficiency, load flexibility, increased renewables on the grid are all supported by having intelligence in the home and having consumers engaging with that intelligence. And we're also seeing that the big trend, and I think you would all agree, is around electrification, where we can use the kind of data we have, the engaged consumers, to find the consumers that have, you know, inefficient air conditioners that are starting to fail and are also heating their homes with oil heat. These become the best targets for, you know, something like a heat pump program. Or another example is finding, you know, consumers that just bought an electric vehicle but don't yet have a level two charger. They're the ones that are the best targets for say, hey, we see you have a new EV. Did you know your utility has a great program for EV charging? Get one of these connected EV chargers because then we can get the flexibility for when the charging happens. So by having data, having engaged consumers, and then being aligned with policy goals, working with utilities to bring those to market is kind of the combination of things that we navigate here at Sense and feels like it's going well because we are very well aligned with those policy goals.
Yeah, it seems like you're making really great progress. I mean, I do think you've hit the nail on the head that the challenge is going to be managing all of this customer load in a way that makes consumers feel like they're valued and that their needs are being met as well through that process. So any last words of wisdom you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, look, I mean, I do think that there is this important transition that is happening. And, you know, again, going back to my experience from the telecom world where, you know, phones were just phones and you had to buy separate hardware for doing various things like a navigation system for your car or a music player. But then when the infrastructure changed, it opened up an entirely new market and ecosystem for consumer-facing applications. I think the same can and should happen here in this energy world, especially on the residential side. And look, it's not like I think there'll be an app store with a million applications for your utility meter, but that same model of utilities and policymakers and the suppliers to them making sure the infrastructure is capable of running applications, and then relying on application providers to bring a wide range of consumer services there, I think is we are on the cusp of making that happen, and we shouldn't let that moment pass, especially as we're rolling out new meters and new panels. These are going to be on in homes for the next 15, 20 years or more, and we have to go through the energy transition in that time frame. So getting that infrastructure right is super important, and we should all be focused on it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Those are really important points. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining me today. It was really great to have you on the show, and I'm excited to see where Sense goes next. So thank you, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.